You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says there will be an investigation to determine the cause of a deadly fire that broke out at a hostel in New Zealand's capital, Wellington. 11 people remain unaccounted for, with the death toll standing at least 6 people. However, with emergency services unable to access the building due to safety concerns, officials expect the toll to rise. Mr. Hipkins says the priority right now is to ensure that residents are safe.
It is an absolute tragedy. It is a horrific situation, and in the fullness of time, of course, there'll be a number of investigations about what has happened and why it happened. But for now, the focus clearly has to be on dealing with the situation.
The fire tore through Wellington's Loafers Lodge, which housed a mix of short and long-term residents, on Tuesday morning. By the time firefighters arrived at the scene, the fire was already well ablaze. Nick Pyatt from Fire and Emergency New Zealand describes the impossible choice first responders were forced to make between fighting the raging fire and rescuing people trapped in the building.
They would have been probably at 12 o'clock in the morning, 25 past 12, coming down, and they would have seen it, they would have faced it. They would have been really mixed with, you know, putting water on the fire, rescuing people. It doesn't get worse than this for our people.
What is clear from testimonies from survivors is that no fire alarm went off and the building was not fitted with sprinklers. Around 50 residents were forced to evacuate and were taken to an emergency centre nearby. Survivors described the horror of waking to find the building in flames.
I had just taken my tablets because I've had pain, so that probably knocked me out while I didn't hear anybody. I just grabbed my jacket and my boots and ran out.
The alarm went off again. And when I left my room, I could smell smoke in the hallway. There was smoke like coming down the stairwell. So I just did a lap around of our floor, knocking on doors, saying, everyone out, this one's real.
Due to the housing crisis in New Zealand, a growing number of homeless people are housed by the government in motels and hostels. The Loafers Lodge offered basic, affordable rooms with shared lounges, kitchens and laundry facilities. Some living at the hostel were placed there by government agencies. Others were shift workers or nurses working at the nearby hospital. Survivors are now waiting to hear if friends have made it out alive.
I've spoken to one other lady up there, and I know that two of my mates have made it out, but the way things are looking for probably 4 other people I know in there, I don't know.
Mr. Hipkins has paid tribute to victims and expressed gratitude to first responders. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spoke with Mr. Hipkins over the phone, offering condolence and support on behalf of Australia.
And this is a dreadful human tragedy. I expressed my condolences on behalf of Australia to our friends in New Zealand at this very difficult time, and offered any assistance, of course, will, as always, be available from Australia to New Zealand.
Questions are now being asked about how something like this could have happened. It has been confirmed that the building had no sprinkler system, despite the hostel recently passing a building inspection with no issues raised. Mr. Hipkins says multiple investigations will take place and hasn't ruled out a government review or changes to legislation.
I'm very reluctant to comment on sort of anecdotal reports. There will be a thorough review of this, as there is in these sorts of situations. That will be an opportunity to test whether or not this building was fully compliant with all of the rules that it needed to be compliant with. But obviously, the focus right at the moment is supporting our firefighters to actually, you know, get the situation stabilised, to get people out of the building and to get the fire out.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.